in the back, Irinio Miller and Sonia Tupeño helping in the front entrance. And of course, I also like to recognize our chairman for the forum, our Mike Miranda and Mike Martinez. Mike Martinez is unable to come at this time. And I just have a couple of housekeeping information that I'd like to provide everyone. As you know, the bathroom is located to your right. Men is in the front, women is in the back.
You are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea.
And there's a couple of information that pertinent to what we are doing tonight. Of course, the date for the elections, as well as request that all our registered voters to come out and vote on these particular dates. The date for the walk-in will start on October 21st and end on November 1st. And it's at the located at the historic county annex, downstairs of the annex building, the elections office, and it goes from 8 to 4 in the afternoon. Also, the Office of Elections will be doing a drive-through registration on October 6th, fronting the elections office parking lot and the historic county building. So if you haven't registered yet, the last day to register is October 6th. You'll be doing registration from 8 to 4, and we must receive those registration by 4:30 in the afternoon. So if you haven't registered yet, I would like to let your friends and family know about the registration. Please go ahead and do so. As you know, on the primary election, there were 41,165 registered voters. Out of that, there were only 19,000 people who came to vote. So we expect that there will be a lot more people going to be coming out to vote on election day. So as you know, it's very important that we're doing this forum because a lot of the questions came out of the concern of the Filipino Chamber of Commerce, the community as well, the business community, the Filipino community, as well as the community as a whole. So all the questions that we ask is a concern for everyone, and we most likely like to encourage all the community to come out and vote along with our Filipino community as well. In addition to that, we also like to recognize, along with the Kauai Filipino Chamber of Commerce, the Kauai Filipino Community Council, who co-sponsored this forum this evening, and Charmaine Bulosan is in the back, so we thank you for that. Lastly, this forum is being broadcast live on the radio, KKCR, Kauai Community Radio, on 91.9 FM, which is island-wide, and also kkcr.org worldwide. So, you know, you can cheer, yell, they'll be hearing you worldwide. Along with that, Hu'ike is also televising this event for the viewing audience. Millions and millions of people on Kauai, they'll be viewing it hopefully later on tonight, if not tomorrow. So thank you all for coming. And lastly, I'd also like to recognize Cheryl Stigemeyer for our timer. So she's very important because council members, representative and mayor, when your time is up, you'll be called to stop. Anyway, at this time I have 30 seconds. I'd like to call on Mike Miranda, our forum chair, to introduce our moderator. This vote on November 4th, that's the election day, and the walk-in starts on October 21st to November 1st. So with that, Mike Miranda, and thank you all.
Welcome everybody and magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. My name is Mike Miranda and I'm the Kauai Filipino Chamber of Commerce co-chair for tonight's political forum. The co-chair for this event is myself and Mike Martinez, who is unable to be here tonight due to a prior commitment. And on behalf of the sponsors for tonight's forum, the Kauai Filipino Chamber of Commerce and the Kauai Filipino Community Council, I just would like to thank the mayoral candidates, the candidates for State House, and the candidates for the County Council for choosing to run for office and also for choosing to be here tonight. and speaking before the audience, the electorate at this forum. I would like to introduce our moderator for tonight. She is Norma Dr. Sparks. She is born and raised on Kauai. She is a social worker and attorney by trade. In 2007, Norma was recognized as one of the top 100 most influential Filipinas in the United States. Norma has served as a Hawaii Deputy Attorney General after having worked at the Hawaii Intermediate Court of Appeals. And she is president of Families First Hawaii Services Incorporated, which she founded with her husband, Steve. They have two grown sons who live in the continental U.S. And without further ado, I introduce to you Norma Dr. Sparks, tonight's moderator.
Good evening. The questions that I'm going to be asking today are based on the Kauai Filipino Chamber of Commerce and the Kauai Filipino Community Council's interest in the overall quality of Kauai. And we hope to cover the areas of health, environment, education, business, employment, and diversity. And we hope to learn a little bit more about the candidates tonight. But we also know that their answers tonight does not communicate their whole platform, and we really appreciate them coming tonight. After feedback from the previous forum, the candidates tonight will be given time for rebuttals. County Council candidates will be able to choose three questions for comment from a list of seven questions. And all candidates will be given 2 minutes for their closing statements. The order of the offices will be the mayoral candidates. As you can see, they're already seated, followed by the House of Representatives candidates and County Council candidates. Because there are 14 candidates for the County Council, we will be having two panels of seven each. And so we will now start our questioning. Earlier, the candidates pulled out numbers to determine where they would be asked questions and what order they would be. So Mr. Carvalho pulled number two, and Mayor Bernard Carvalho Jr. pulled number one.
Great.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I? Sorry. So
it's okay.
Mr. No Dustin Barkoff will be second, and Mayor Bernard Carvalho Jr. will be first. Mayor Carvalho, would you please introduce yourself, and you may also give a general statement if you wish. You have 30 seconds.
Aloha. I had the privilege of serving as your mayor for the past 6 years. I look forward to another four more years. Been in county government for almost 30 years. Just became a grand new papa. My grandson was born on September 2nd, 9 pounds, 5 ounces. Hello. My wife is here. My dad is back there. It's all about family and the things that we stand for this community. I just wanted to share that with you. But look forward to a healthy discussion tonight. It's all about vision. It's all about heart and soul. It's all about being dedicated for what is the best for our county.
Thank you. Mayor Carvalho, there's been much discussion about real property tax reform aimed at providing residents with tax relief. Mm-hmm. What is your position on Kauai's real property tax? You have 2 minutes.
Real property tax, okay. Obviously, a very controversial issue right now. But in our efforts to address the entire tax system, and I want to make sure you understand, when we were going through our budget process addressing taxes, I felt strongly that we needed to really carefully look at all the different categories and take time out and take time to really sort through those. So our submittal to the county council was just to look at the hotel and condo class and looking and taking time to look at the other classes later. We knew the cap was already coming our way because it was done several cycles ago. So we needed to sort through that cap process. So right now in addressing the taxes part, we need to sit back, relax, understand what is before us. I have a team in place that is addressing all the different categories. For me, the biggest issue right now is the commercial home use support class that we're proposing. that is looking at temporary relief because of the situation that we're in right now. Temporary relief means those homes that are homeowners who are renting or have any other kind of use, we're trying to put that all in one category, one class for now. And you will be taxed on it one class based upon what you have and what type of use you have for your home. Again, I was very concerned about opening up all the different discussions and different classes, but be assured that we're trying our very best to address each area. The removal of the cap actually placed us with a 50% or 51% of people in our island on our island got relief just because of that alone. So we got to be very mindful on how we're addressing the tax program. It's a program that we need to sort through one step at a time. But tax relief short term for now because of the situation, and of course looking at opportunities for a better budget process.
Thank you. Mr. Barker, please introduce yourself, and you may give a general statement if you wish. You have 30 seconds.
Okay. I think the property tax thing is one of the biggest issues our communities are facing right now, especially our kupuna who've been put in one hard position with their set income and stuff like that. Yeah, and some of the rural families of our communities who are affected because they've had land handed down to them. So I think it takes looking into other places in our state, in our country, looking into other states, looking into other communities, looking into other countries and seeing the best way to tax our people, and especially putting our working class people in our rural families who've been here for a long time and who get a lot of land put into their hands, you know, and they get put in this position. So, you know, putting people first, you know, and really putting it all into perspective and seeing who we going to tax in the best, most efficient way to protect our working class local families.
Thank you. Mahalo. Would you like to give a general statement, Mr. Barca?
I think that was everything in one. Mahalo.
Okay, thank you. I would like to ask the audience to please hold your applause until we're ended with each of the different offices because of the time schedule that we have. Thank you very much. Mayor Carvalho, the draft South Kauai Community Plan is expected to help shape the communities in those areas for the next 20 years. It is to guide future growth and physical development and enhancing the quality of life in that area. Yet it does not address the impact of a possible dairy in Mahalapu, so close to Poipu hotels and beaches. What is your position on the impact of a possible dairy on South County and why? You have 1 minute.
First of all, I support the dairy. I believe that the concept or the idea of a dairy is good for Kauai. It's part of agriculture. That's who we are. The location right now is in question. I believe that we need to take a timeout to really sort through some of the concerns that are on the table right now regarding this particular location. There's some Department of Health issues that are concerns, but I believe having gone to the site and walked it myself, the location to me seems a place that an operation like this, which, by the way, incorporates many new type of technologies and features to assure that, the best way I understand, that this particular operation will be a good part of our community and will be benefiting our economy. But to address the environmental concerns, we just need to take a better job at understanding what are the concerns, get the right people at the table, get good information and data, talk to the people concerned, and then make a decision.
Thank you. Mr. Barca, what is your position on the impact of a possible dairy on South County and why? You have 1 minute.
Well, I support the idea of a dairy. I grew up with a dairy in Molawa. I just think Mahaulepu is not the best place for a dairy. I think Poipu is the epicenter for tourism, and tourism is our number one income, whether some like it or not. And we need to really put that into consideration, you know. And I think Grove Farm has a lot of land all over our island, And if they want to do a dairy, they can find a way more environmentally efficient place. I think, you know, there's too much minuses to this dairy. I think they need to find somewhere that's just, you know, has less negative impacts on not only our tourism, but our environment. And, you know, we live on an island, you know, and a lot of people want to talk about sustainability, but you really need to put environmental sustainability ahead of... She told me to stop, so I don't know.
Thank you very
economic
much.
Sustainability, sorry.
Thank you. Mayor Carvalho, do you have a comment on Mr. Barca's statements?
Well, I guess I wanted to ask Mr. Barca if he understood what the important ag lands designation means.
I understand, and I, you know, I always try to put everything into perspective. All the possibilities, all people's feelings, everything. And then you make the right decisions for your island. You know, I've been a lot of places in the world where things like this dairy have affected those places negatively. So, I've seen the effects of what we're dealing with right now. And for me, you know, I'm trying to prevent our island from negative impact. And we're in a position right now where we're kind of teeter-tottering all around the world. We're teeter-tottering. Which way are we going to go?
Thank
we're
going
to be
Barker.
Economic sustainability, you know what I mean, or environmental.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, do you have a comment on what Mr. Barca just commented on?
No, I just continue to, you know, I think that there is a good, well, can be a good part of our island, and knowing that that location is designated for agricultural use, we need to look at every opportunity, dairy, farming, all of it. And in this particular case, I believe that we need to vet through all those concerns first and then make the decision if it should be there or not, because we have an opportunity today to make a difference in the world of agriculture.
Thank you. Mayor Carvalho again. The City and County of Honolulu approved several measures that would move homeless persons away from popular tourist areas such as Waikiki and to a designated section outside of popular tourist areas. What is your plan for providing adequate, affordable housing on Kauai, including for the homeless, and why? You have 2 minutes.
First of all, housing in general is a very, very important concern for me. We've already moved in several projects. I know affordable housing, workforce housing, Kolopua in Princeville, it's moving, 44 units. Right over here in Rice Camp, our team working closely with all the different entities to move on this project for senior housing right here in Lihue. We're looking at our Ele'ele Lima'ola project, 550 units over there in Ele'ele, first green affordable housing project. And of course, the Kolopua, which is 60 units. Now, in homelessness, obviously, our job is to continue to look at ways to provide our people, all people, with a home, a safe place where they can raise their families. Homelessness is not my problem, it's not your problem, it's our problem. We need to address it collectively. It is our problem from the business sector, the government sector. There's programs that are in place right now. The Kauai Economic Opportunity, of course, hosts all kinds of programs and support services from drug and alcohol, transitional housing and sheltering right now. The churches. I work with the churches. Some of my families out there, folks, who are living in their cars. They use that. That's considered a shelter. If we can house some of these cars for now short term, on properties, will offer them at least a restroom facility and a safe place to sleep in their car, and work that out throughout the island. Just one little example. The bigger picture, of course, is to work on inventory of homes. Now, we got to look at how we do that. How do we work closely with the private sector to encourage more? We have veterans that are homeless. We have funding opportunities to cover some of our homeless veterans. But collectively, from our level, is doing a good assessment, putting good data together, working with Kauai Economic Opportunity, working with our businesses, addressing who is really homeless, and finding ways as a community to address our homeless population on Kauai.
Thank you very much. Mr. Barca, what is your plan for providing adequate, affordable housing on Kauai, including for the homeless, and why? You have 2 minutes.
Well, I think, you know, from your day-to-day person on Kauai, I think affordable housing is one of the most important issues. And really figuring out, are these housings affordable? You know, we talk affordable housings, but how affordable are they? We really need to put in consideration, you know, the struggles of today. And we cannot make affordable housing that's $400,000 or $200,000. You know what I mean? We need to create real affordable housing with environmentally sustainable, affordable housings. That's why we're spending less money and putting more people in the housings. We have 500 plus, around 500 homeless people on Kauai. I tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to throw them in one camp like they're doing on Oahu and criminalizing homeless people. I'm going, you know, we can work with our homeless, see what their issues are. Are they drugs? Are they mental? Are they, you know? And you start working together to get people into housing, into programs, whatever can get them back on their feet. I know plenty of people that is homeless, personally, my good friends, and they're struggling. Either it's drugs, it's mental, it's just they cannot get on good job. But affordable housing, how affordable is it? That's what we need to put in perspective. How affordable is the housing, and how is it going to accommodate our local working class families? Not just people who come here with plenty of money and can buy affordable housing. How are we going to house our local families, our local working class families? And that is, I think, one of the most important things we're facing right now, is how we're going to put our local working class families into affordable housing. Because they're getting put on the streets.
Thank you.
Affordable housing isn't too affordable nowadays.
Thank you very much. Mayor Carvalho, do you have a comment on Mr. Barca's comments?
No, just wanted to ask Mr. Barca if there's any other short-term solution that you can think of that could help our homeless population if something had to happen sooner than later. What would some of those thoughts be?
Well, we could stop taking the gas money and put it into our homeless programs if you want to ask short questions, but, you know.
We talk about gas.
Yeah, you know. What is short term? You know, tomorrow, 6 months? You tell me, because I bet with my connections on the island and working with people from this big to this big, we can find a solution. I'm not the solution master, but I got dreams for an island. I got direction for an island, and I know where we need to go.
Thank you very much. Mayor Carvalho, the passage of Ordinance 960, which attempts to regulate pesticides in the presence of GMO crops, has been a divisive issue here. There are some who believe that the recent decision in federal court was correct, while others in the community think that the county should appeal. What is your position on this, and why? You have 1 minute.
I support the judge's decision, number one. Number two, this is a very important issue.
You can't hear me?
All right. Number one, I support the judge's decision. Number two, this is a very important issue for our island, for the whole state, but just for Kauai. Number three, there are major concerns with the whole 960 bill, and so, which is why I have major concerns. There's legal issues, there's compliance issues, there's management issues, but you know what? In this particular discussion, I believe, and I've said it before, that we can work together. We can find solutions. This is a very critical issue for our island. And when you get critical issues coming on the way, you do not, and knowing that it may divide our people, you need to be a leader who can bring people together, bring the resources together, make good decisions based on good sound data, and then you move forward and make a decision. By taking this into legal hands, it causes so much dissension and we're not moving forward. The seed corn companies are here, they're part of our island, and I think we got to be more proactive.
Thank you very much. Mr. Barca, what is your position on Ordinance 960 and why? You have 1 minute.
Well, I think anybody that knows me knows that I'm for 960. I think putting the health and well-being of our people is the most important thing in the world, for us, in our world. You know what I mean? And what people need to understand is what's going on this island isn't about food. It's about chemicals, poison being sprayed next to our houses, next to our rivers, next to our hospitals and schools. This is the big issue. This is not about a bunch of hippies complaining about what you're eating. This is about 6 to 10 times more restricted use pesticides being sprayed in our communities from Polehale to Wailua. So if you don't know that these thousands of acres of experimental seed corn is being grown from all the way to Wailua River, you need to know the facts of what we're fighting about.
Thank you, Mr. Barca. Do you have a question to ask the mayor about this issue?
I do. When you took into consideration making your decision, did you respect every kind of person's input or just the 30-year friends you have from being in politics? Because I have footage of you saying, "I am born and raised here," to people who maybe they're not born and raised here, but maybe they've been here a long time. Maybe they really care about where they've put all their time and money and life into.
I believe.
Mr. Barca, what is your question? Could you please?
So, what is your question, Mr. Barca?
My question is, do you really take into consideration every kind of person that lives on this island?
I am a leader who was born and raised here. I'm a leader who is always looking for solutions. I'm a leader who is always looking for results. I look at every single issue that comes before me. I try my very best to look at all the different factors that are before me. I look at all people that are before me. And before I make a decision, I'm going to make sure that each one of those concerns are addressed one step at a time with the right people at the table to make that decision.
Thank you. Mayor Carvalho, do you have a question for Mr. Barca?
Mr. Barca, this particular discussion involves over 600 employees who work in this industry. How would you address their plea for what they do?
Let me ask you, is a job worth a life?
Mr. Barca, the question that the mayor asked was that what do you think about the employees that are working in this industry?
Well, I have a question in a question. Is a job worth a life? We're dealing with the largest chemical corporations in the history of Earth. Anywhere they've been around the world, they've left nothing but death and destruction. Me, I have no personal gain for going after these companies except for the health and well-being of the future of our people and our natural resources.
Thank you very much.
So, 500 jobs is not worth 70,000 people's health and well-being.
Thank you very much. Mr. Barca, if you could change the way government operates, how do you propose to make changes and why? You have 2 minutes.
Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
Yes. If you could change the way government operates, how do you propose to make changes and why? You have 2 minutes.
Well, I think me being in this position gives you a clear black and white decision of business as usual or going outside of the box, starting to move in a different direction. that's looking at other countries, other places around the world, and how they're doing things. The way we're doing things on this island is like Los Angeles, 1970. We're way behind. I've been around the world. I've seen sustainability at its finest. And that's environmental sustainability. And when you live in a place like this, an island where everything works in a circle of life, environmental sustainability creates economic sustainability. And if you don't put environmental sustainability first, the things that we make money off will disappear within time. And I tell you what, I might not have all the years of experience in the county, but I have experience traveling to almost every continent on earth. I bring a different kind of aspect to running our island, a different point of view, a different paradigm, a different direction of where we could possibly go. We've been looking at that direction for a long time and wondering, why are we not doing this? Why are we not doing that? Now we're going towards solar. We already had the hydro for how long? You know, how are we going to use our natural resources in the most efficient ways to benefit our people and not large corporations that make a lot of money off our people? Me, I put the people of Kauai first. That's why when you see my thing, it says, for the people, from the heart. Because me, I have no personal gain from sitting up here and trying to sell myself. What I'm doing is trying to steer us in another direction. And what we need to do, we need to think global and act local. We need to know what is going on around the world and how it's going to affect us here on our small little ecosystem of Kauai.
Thank you, Mr. Barca. Mayor Carvalho, if you could change the way government operates, how do you propose to make changes and why? You have 2 minutes.
Well, let me just talk about some of the changes we've already done and really looking at how to be more efficient. There are some internal system changes that we looked at on the operations of government and really making it more efficient and, of course, available to the people. And just say expense reductions, we looked at, of course, the Kauai Police Department subsidized vehicle program and trying to see, you know, looking at areas like that. Consolidation of our cell phone plans. Reduction in number of take-home vehicles, just to be internally efficient. PV installations, we talked about that. We short funding and dollar funding positions. These are all the things that we already had looked at and had done to do expense reductions within our operations. Debt restructuring, overtime reduction, solid waste due to our reorganization. We had a really decrease in overtime, fire, police, and, of course, looking at positions. Efficiency improvements. We create a human resource department. We looked at small equipment repair or team form to look at how we do better operations. We're consolidating positions to be more efficient with each department. We're tearing down silos. We're training more of our managers to be better managers. We're a modal pool consolidation program now to look at that and really consolidate there. Our automated refuse collection to be more efficient in our waste management program. And, you know, all the internal parts, but the biggest part I felt we needed to immediately jump on was the creation of a human resource department and do a better job through this vacancy review committee that is going to take a good look at overall operations, what positions are located where we need to look at efficiencies and management of each department. And then matching all of this up with the needs of the people, which is the external. So those are some of the internal changes that we looked at to be more efficient.
Thank you. Do you have a question for Mr. Barca about this issue?
I guess just overall operations, what is your experience in managing a large operation like this? County of Kauai.
Well, you know, I don't have any managing huge corporations, but, you know, I've been managing my own career since I was 16 years old. I've been traveling the whole world off a budget. I know how to work budgets, no matter if it's a small budget or a big budget, hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars. I know how to keep a budget intact. I know how to make money work. And for me, I know the mayor don't do everything. And I know it takes putting the right people in the right places to put the best team together to work for our island. And that's where, you know, some of our problems are. That's why we stay on our butt a little bit. And, you know, I look to put the best, you know, a blue ribbon team together to put our island back on our feet.
Thank you, Mr. Barca. Do you have a question for Mayor Carvalho on this issue?
Why did you fire, or what's happening with Mr. Paishan?
I have no jurisdiction over Mr. Paishan. Mr. Paishan reports to the county council.
The issue that we're discussing is how would you change the way government operates? Do you have a question for Mayor Carvalho?
Well, I think, you know, these guys, they're doing a good job running your every day-to-day county things, you know what I mean? But when it comes to making the big decisions, taking chances, I just don't see it happening, you know?
And do you have a question for the mayor?
I do. I do. You know what? Let's just move on to the next question.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going to waste our time.
Thank you. You now have 2 minutes for your closing statements. Mayor Carvalho, 2 minutes, please.
2 minutes. First of all, in closing, thank you so much for the Filipino Chamber for your hard work and for hosting this opportunity to speak. I just wanted to touch base on some of the key things that key projects that have been completed right here in this wonderful community. On the infrastructure, Hardy Street improvements awarded construction on the way. 80 improvements completed at the Lihui Center, Civic Center right here. The new traffic pattern installed near Chief Iskamakahele out here. New electric vehicle charging stations. We have new electric cars and charging stations installed. Automated refuse collection is implemented. Folks, we're moving on that. Photovoltaic panels are above our operation, our PCOI and Civic Center with photovoltaic done. Our historic county building renovations are complete. I mean, Easyberg Parks and our parks that have been upgraded. Honolulu Beach Park is moving. Peter Reno Park, the lighting is done. Convention Hall, seats are done. I mean, tennis courts are resurfaced. Lydgate campgrounds are done. We are moving folks in so many different areas to complete projects. The little things mean big things to the people that we serve. From the resurfacing of a tennis court, to redoing a playground area, to installation of a playground, to looking at energy efficiency operations, and of course, road resurfacing is another big one. We have a plan in place to resurface from Kele Road, Paena Road, Kapena Road, Alo Road, Oswa Road, Fuji Road, and on and on. So ladies and gentlemen, I humbly ask for your vote. I pledge to you that I do my part to create an environment that is based on collaboration, cooperation, and coordination, an environment that is respectful and impactful, which focuses on results and focuses on solutions that will be in the best interest of the people that we serve. Please join me, my family, my awesome team for another 4 years of results and solutions of getting things done. And that, my friends, is action with aloha. Mahalo.
Thank you very much. Mr. Barca. Thank you, Mr. Barca. Do you have a closing statement? And you now have 2 minutes for your closing statement.
Yeah, I just want to mahalo everybody for coming out. You know, it shows that you guys really care about what's going on, and that means a lot because we do too, or else we wouldn't be here. You know, all those things he had said, they're going to happen no matter what. That's county work. That's county. That's what the county is meant to do. But me, I offer you a different option, which you never have before. You know, somebody who has the, you know, I don't have the long relationships with the business world of Kauai. And that's what makes me different. I go make the best decisions for our people of Kauai, not just our big time corporations and the guys who's bringing in the money. What people need to realize is the real people, the working class people of Kauai, bring in the real money for Kauai. And that's what we need to focus on is benefiting our working class people and not putting them on their butts. Right now, you know, who knows how much people are in a bad position from this land tax, you know. I know a lot of people are in bad positions from overspray and dust from the chemical companies. I know a lot of people who are scared of the reef disease going on in Hanalei right now and the North Shore of Kauai. And, you know, these are just our smaller issues. I know a lot of people who are messed up on drugs and have nowhere to go. And these are the things that we want to tackle. Our bigger issues, the ones that everybody talk about every day on the dinner table, but never want to put on the table, always getting pushed under the rug. And that's what we do, you know. I have a lot of respect for Uncle Ovier and everybody who works in the county. Plenty of people doing a good job, and you guys doing a good job. But when it comes to the biggest issues we're facing for the future of our island, we brush them under the rug. And that's what I come to put on the table.
Thank you very much. Would you please join me in thanking Mayor Carvalho as well as Mr. Barca for participating tonight? Thank you very much.